1. Battle lines forming. If we are to have respect for law in America, we must have laws that deserve respect. Richard M. Nixon, accepting the 1968 presidential nomination. On July 5, 1971, President Richard Nixon certified the 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, lowering the voting age to 18. The president expressed all sorts of misgivings but didn't mention his main objection. This new constituency threatened his re-election prospects in 1972. Who could imagine that the emergence of the youth vote would lead to one of the strangest and most bitter politically motivated government prosecutions in history, aimed at a figure who couldn't even vote in American elections? But the Nixon administration feared John Lennon, feared that he could galvanize the more than 10 million new American voters under the age of 21. So they set the machinery in motion to deport Lennon and his wife, Yoko Ono. Nixon's concern about young voters was understandable. Supporters of the amendment had framed the argument bluntly: old enough to fight, old enough to vote. America was in the middle of the Vietnam War, and opposition to the conflict, especially from young people, kept growing louder. Anti-war protests rocked the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Street fighting resulted in criminal convictions for Jerry Rubin, Bobby Seale, David Dellinger, Rennie Davis, Tom Hayden, Lee Weiner, and Abby Hoffman, the infamous Chicago Seven. After that debacle, Democratic candidate Hubert Humphrey never regained his footing as he campaigned against Nixon. That summer also saw the assassinations both of presidential candidate Bobby Kennedy and civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Riots in cities nationwide after King's death added to the feeling of national upheaval. Nixon campaigned on the themes of law and order and claimed to have a secret plan to end the war. He carried the election, but by an extremely narrow margin. In the popular vote, he won by 500,000 votes, approximately 1% of the total votes cast. In three key electoral states, he won by only 3% of the vote: 200,000 votes in California, 140,000 votes in Illinois, and 90,000 in Ohio. The effect of the youth vote on such thin majority...